The University at Buffalo's chapter of Students for the Exploration and Development of Space competed with other SEDS chapters nationwide to host the four-day conference, which wrapped up at the Buffalo Niagara Convention Center yesterday. About 250 people turned out, including Stephen Coffett, who's majoring in mechanical and aerospace engineering at UB.
I'm currently working on building a satellite over at the University at Buffalo. It's a great opportunity. But I come to this conference and I meet people who are actually building satellites for NASA and different space companies and doing that work that one day I want to be doing. And so that's a rare opportunity, I think, for so many industry professionals to get together with so many students and to exchange ideas.
Speakers included Western New York native Chris Scolese, a UB alumnus and current director of NASA's Goddard Space Flight Institute, and also Williamsville native William Pomerantz, Vice President of Special Projects at Virgin Galactic, which is about a year away from taking the public into space. Pomerantz says his company's relatively low-cost flights will allow students and researchers to try more things and do bolder experiments.
So I get extremely excited seeing what the young people can think of to do next that no one's ever thought of before. What are the values of doing experimentation in space, of looking down on our planet from above? We've sort of just scratched the surface of the benefits of doing that, I believe.
The students also heard from Peggy Whitson, the 13th chief of NASA's astronaut office. She was the first woman commander of the International Space Station and has the second most hours in space of any U.S. astronaut. Whitson says it's important to recognize, despite some reports, that NASA's not done flying and the future holds some exciting potential.
The commercial providers hopefully will give us the capability to less expensively, routinely get to the International Space Station, whereas NASA is going to focus on their efforts on going beyond low Earth orbit and developing a heavy lift architecture that will get us to Moon, Mars, asteroids, Lagrange points, whatever it is that we determine that we need.
NASA gets less than 0.5% of the overall federal budget, according to Whitson, who says the nation needs to pursue space exploration because it provides spin-offs and new technology.
In order to be a technological leader in the world, we have to keep pushing the boundaries. And space exploration is one of the best ways to do that. It is not an easy thing we're doing. And by developing the commercial entities that can support it as well, I think it is going to be a huge benefit for us in the future.
Stephen Coffett says while he'd like to work at NASA, one thing he discovered at the conference was the space industry includes a growing private sector.
I had seen, you know, all the space movies and watched Star Trek and Star Wars and things like that. But as I studied it more, I realized, you know, you hear about space exploration, a lot of people jump to that sort of sci-fi theme, but it's amazing how many tangible things are happening today and in the near future, you know, sending rovers to Mars or building satellites at a student level, all this amazing stuff that's really going on, and that's something that I'd like to be a part of.
Fellow student Zach Pace, who's studying physics and mathematics at UB, says his interest lies in figuring out ways to avoid in-space collision.
So the actual hard process of building all the satellites and all the propulsion vehicles and stuff like that is not really up my alley, but it's certainly a big part of the industry, so I think that all parts of the industry need to be given really equal emphasis so that people are given the opportunity to find what works for them.
Virgin Galactic's William Pomerantz says he just hopes to make students realize that working in the space industry is not a pipe dream. Pomerantz says he wouldn't be where he is if he hadn't joined SEDS, the group sponsoring the conference, when he was in college.
And I was able to see from my peers in that organization and from the professionals that we brought in to speak with us that space is a vibrant industry. It's not the only job available is not just astronaut. As much as we all want to be astronauts, there are other great jobs in this career, in this field as well. Whether you're a scientist, whether you're an engineer, but this field also needs marketers and it needs lawyers and it needs all of those other professions as well.
And Whitson, the chief astronaut, reminded the students that NASA's planning a future that needs to involve their new ideas and their energy. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.